Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 95, recorded on August 19th, 2012.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson with no microphone on.
Oh. Why isn't your microphone on, Wes
I don't
Wilson?
Know. I'll blame it on Eric Fullerton.
Eric, where's Wes Wilson's microphone?
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
And we are the Three Amigos. And Wes is doing a weird dance. And we've got a special guest with us today. That would be Pool Shark Wizard.
Yeah.
Oops.
Whose mic is also on. We're doing the show without microphones today.
All right, there you go.
What up, PSW?
What's going on, boys?
Hey.
We've been building. We've been building in Minecraft. What's been up with you?
True that.
Well, did a little bit of that earlier, too. It's always fun.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, you have built the most technically advanced item on the whole island, the Adbrin Copeland Island. Yeah. There's now an auto, what would you call that? Like an auto pusher?
Auto wheat farm.
Auto wheat farm.
That was pretty advanced. You know, I had to study for like 8-10 hours just to figure out how to make it all work properly. And
that's after going to the Wheat Academy, right?
Well, yep. And Redstone degrees I hear don't pay very well, though.
Yeah.
No, not so much.
Excellent. Well, cool.
Did you get those at Virginia College?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Virginia College. Woo! All right. So we are ready for a show, aren't we?
I don't know if we're ready for a show yet.
I don't know if we are either. We're all kind of a little spacey and out of it.
I know. It's like weird. I think we used our brains too much running around islands mining.
Yeah, so we played Minecraft for about an hour or two right before the show. And normally
we
sit here and like make noise and sing songs before the show, right?
Like fart noises and dick jokes.
So like that one's okay.
Okay. I was like, no.
But anyway.
I actually had a conversation with my wife about that to change my stance on it.
Okay.
But I've got to say the thing that made me remember it was we were sitting there just watching and it was like it wasn't any like HBO or Showtime. It was just some I don't know, like some show.
Uh-huh.
And they said the P word, like ladies parts P word. Just like prime time hours and we looked at each other and go, did they just say that? And it wasn't a live show.
Oh,
it wasn't, 'cause I've seen it a long time ago on like Saturday Night Live it happened.
Yeah.
'Cause they called Abraham Lincoln one of those. And I was like, well, they used it in the proper thing. Like they didn't use it in a sexual terminology. Yeah. It was just calling someone one of those.
Yeah, well, for the kids out there, we're talking about the pelvis.
So, right. But then we started talking about it, and, you know, a conversation came about last week. We had to bleep out a few things that I think right. our guest said. Dirty, dirty guest. But I've got to kind of change my mind on the words we said last week.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Changes, doesn't it?
Good. Changes everything.
Yeah.
It's just I'm glad that kids can listen to the show and parents don't have to worry about it because there are times that like I had to stop listening to Gamers with Jobs because they will drop whatever and like my kids are in the back seat and I'm like ho yeah just keep looking at your Bakugan guy you didn't notice that
nothing anyway. To hear here move along.
So good stuff. And we got a lot of good stuff this week. Pool Shark Wizard, we met him down at PlayOn Con just a few weeks ago.
And MineCon before that.
Yep.
Yes. MineCon.
Briefly.
MineCon before that.
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of fun. We were spent a lot of time outside talking to Pool Shark because he likes pools, and we were next to pools.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Yes.
So swimming Pool Shark Wizard.
Where did you get your name?
That is a good question. Actually, it came about way, 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 way back, like maybe when the internet first started becoming popular, and you could get like an online email address. And I was looking around, and that time I played a ton of pool. So I was like, okay, Pool Shark, I like that name. Well, that sounds pretty cool. So I tried looking for it, and it was already taken. So then I was like, okay, how about Pool Shark 1 or 2 or 3 or 78 or something like that? And it didn't work. So I was just like, okay, looking around my house, and I seen this little picture of a wizard that I had, and I was like, all right, well, let's try that. So,
wizard!
There we go. Pool Shark Wizard was born at that point in time.
It was born.
He was born.
Nice.
That is very cool.
And what, tell us a little, what do you like to do on your channel?
Oh, on my channel, mainly it's Minecraft. I also do some PS3 gameplay on there. And I also have a little bit of pool plan. What else do I got? I got RC vehicles, radio control vehicles on there. So just kind of a variety of everything, but every week I usually do at least one Minecraft episode.
Nice.
Cool.
So when did you start playing Minecraft?
When I started, well, a couple of weeks ago, you guys had X Adventure or X on here.
Yeah.
I usually go by X Adventures, but I was at the time. March was a year from when I first started playing or started making videos. So March was a full year and so on. But before then, I'd never heard of Minecraft before, and I was watching all kinds of videos on Call of Duty because that was pretty much what was around. And I came across this podcast, and these two guys were talking on the podcast, and they mentioned this X Adventures guy in Minecraft, and he goes, you know, I started playing the game and watched it for hours. So I was like, yo, what's this Minecraft thing? So I go check it out, and sure enough, I started episode 1, and probably 8-9 hours later, I finally got done watching them. So that's kind of where that started out.
When did you start listening to this show?
I think
never.
It was a little bit before Minecon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So before we go on, why don't we talk about our other special folks, our sponsors. We had two sponsors this week.
Yeah.
These are our individual sponsors. We do have some website sponsors and server sponsors later on in the show. But first we have Sir Kelpazars.
And he says, what about touching heads now?
I'm not sure I understand that.
Remember from touching Paul's head?
No, what you're talking about. So we also have Sweezes.
Sweezes.
And he says, shout out to the best chat room ever.
And he put a little heart.
Less than 3.
Yeah, less than 3. Awesome.
So thank you, Sir Kelpsors and Sweezes.
And thank you all. So, this week, what have you been up to, Pool Shark?
This week,
our journey! Sorry, I was holding it in. It was really hard not to say it. I'm sorry. Anyway, okay, go ahead.
This week, well, I found out earlier during the week that I was going to be on the show, which is absolutely awesome. What are you guys laughing at? So I did a quick video on that, and I recorded and posted up another video last night, my usual Sunday video. So that's pretty much what's been going on this week, prepping for the show, kind of writing down notes of the stuff that I was thinking about talking about. So that's pretty much it.
That's and because some slacker didn't you add you to the dock soon enough.
Yeah.
Way to go, Wes. Way to go.
Wes.
That would be me. I'll take the blame.
And I can't see the show notes right now, so I'm not sure what happened there.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure Wes screwed that up, too.
What? Absolutely not.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Okay, wow. So speaking of WoW, I guess I'll go next. I've been playing some WoW? LOL.
Oh.
It's another game with 3 letters for its acronym.
And yeah, it has WoW graphics like WoW.
I've been looking into the WoW stuff because, I mean, that's coming up soon, the WoW patch, whatever. And my son's really excited about it. That kind of is starting to sway more of what I play because, you know, it's like being interactive with your children and enjoying what they do is good stuff.
Right.
And make sure they don't shank people at school.
Shank.
They are the Shankies, actually. They get shanked because of other people's kids. I hate other people's kids. Like, don't go to Chuck E. Cheese. So I've been playing a lot of LOL. Boom's been showing me the ropes. And Mr. Griffian, they actually casted one of our bouts we had with a bunch of us. We played last night, was it?
Friday night.
Yeah. Oh, I played last night, too. And the night before, and right before we did the show. And then, of course, we played a lot of Minecraft today. Mm-hmm. And getting ready to finish Gloria 2, which we may change the map out. Yeah, okay, so
we start Gloria 2 this week.
Yeah.
Gloria 2, what do we think about it so far? Do we like it?
Yeah.
Do we hate it?
No, I like it. I like it.
I'm liking it. I like the puzzles. The puzzles are really Redstone-esque, very clever. So far, from what we've seen, it's really cool. Also, we started the library too.
Yeah.
Or not the library too, but just the library
as well.
Yes.
Now we've been sitting on that footage for a while, though.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, Wes's fault.
Now that is my fault. But I had PlayOnCon in the middle there.
Yeah.
And then I had to get a new computer because I couldn't run Vegas on my.
Dedicated man. Yeah. Dedicated.
So I got a new computer just to edit videos.
That's right.
That's the only reason I got it, was just to edit videos.
Just to edit the library.
That's the only reason. It had nothing to do with Borderlands.
No, nothing at all.
We also got kicked out of our office over here. We're no longer in the office. We're just in the podcast room. So we're trying to deal with all that extra equipment that doesn't need to be in here but can't be out there.
Yeah, a lot of moving.
I don't know, maybe a garage sale or something. Yeah. And then somehow I got, like, Twitter screwed. I don't even know what to call it. Like, all these bots have been posting, like, just messages, like, stupid little Chris. And then it'll have, like, an episode name from an at Brent Copeland episode and then a link to nothing. So I get hit every time. But it's, like, 10 to 20 every hour or half hour. And it's just been nonstop for the past 2 days. And it's about to make me cry because I can't, like, that's all I used to, like, really watch on Twitter was the ads so I could reply and see what's going on. And
yeah.
And now I can't because it's just horrible spam and there's nothing I can do about it. Like, man. I can go in and block these bots, but it's not the same people. Like, it's a bunch of different bots.
Oh, yeah. They're just generated.
Yeah. So that seems like something. Is that going to happen more and more on Twitter? Like, kind of getting spam in your email, except for there's nothing you can do about it on Twitter?
If it does, we're all going to have to move to a place like LinkedIn. I hear that place is a blast.
Or maybe we should make a Twitter clone that deals with spam like that. We'll call it Quitter. So quit Quitter. Twitter and join Quitter. Be a Quitter.
Quitter. Yeah, no? I don't know. That sucks.
No? Okay. Well, anyway, that's me. What about you, Eric?
Played some Mind Z, a little bit more Mind Z, just kind of dinking around with it. Didn't record any of it, but just kind of some solo stuff. But also played some TF2. We have a TF2 video up on our channel right now. It's a man versus machine. Played some with you guys. I played some with Easy and Exilander and a couple other people. It was really fun. So just been playing a lot of stuff. Yesterday or on Friday, we did like a 12-hour stream.
God, it was huge.
And we played just a ton of different games.
Yep. Realm of the Mad God.
Realm of the Mad God is a great game. Just so many games.
I got you playing some Borderlands.
Yeah, Borderlands, Borderlands 1. And, of course, a sniping game that I always play.
I did get that installed so I could play with y'all some Borderlands.
Yeah.
I installed a bunch more games because that night we were going to play and it was like, well, I don't have that.
Yeah.
I don't have that either.
Oh, that's right. So
you want to play LOL?
Yeah. So if anybody wants to watch this stream throughout the week, just follow us on Twitch. Our username is DeadWorkersParty. So it's twitch.tv.deadworkersparty. And there's a follow button. So if you click it, you'll get notificated that we are playing.
Notificated?
Mm-hmm. So I guess we're going to play some more Library and more Gloria 2. Pretty soon.
Did you hear that?
Get those suckers out. And already got a bunch of other maps queued up as well. The guy who, Bottolo40, I think his name is. I know he watches the show. He did Epic Jump Map. He just put out a new map that looks pretty sweet. So it's a more of a parkour puzzler, but I think we'd have fun with it. So anyway, lots of maps in the future. Are you planning on playing any adventure maps or any kind of maps like this, Pool? Pool Shark.
Actually, I have never played an adventure map. I've played Skyblock, and I think that was the only one that I've played. Usually, I pretty much do vanilla, jump around on servers, and keep on expanding my single player world mainly. But I would like to try some adventure maps, especially Blame the Controllers. I'd like to check his out.
He's pretty famous. He's internet famous.
He's internet famous.
Awesome. Well, cool. Then I guess we will jump on down the road.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
This week, Daniel Kaplan announced the sales of Minecraft Desktop Edition passed 7 million.
That's nice. That's a nice number.
And they have over 38 million registrations.
That's a bigger number. It's a bigger number. They need to add a collector's edition at this point.
Oh, that would be awesome.
They do.
Minecraft Collector's Edition.
Yeah.
What do you think would be in the Minecrafter's collection? A pet? You would get a pet of some
a
sort.
A cape?
Yep.
A cape, maybe?
A cape?
Or is that too many capes running
around? I think there's one cape right now. Like, I'm interested to see
lot of capes.
Yeah, there's a couple capes.
There's translator capes. There's Minecon capes. Yeah, the people who translated Minecraft. Yeah, they passed out.
Well, then there's
out,
the Mojang cape. I thought those were the only two, but there's a translator cape.
Yeah, and I want to say there's another one, but I don't know. But I know for sure there's the translation cape.
Bit says there's three. Was there a GamesCon one? GamesCon
Optifine capes. I haven't heard of that, so Optifine, I don't know. Scotty, cape. Blaine Scotty 110, if that's not true.
Yeah.
Stained glass cape. There you go.
What?
Lava boat capes.
What are you talking about?
Obsidian tool capes.
You're lying there.
Colored water capes.
Cape capes. Cape fear capes. That one's interesting.
Bit says there's just Minecon, Mojang, and Translator. Those are the three.
So there's
no Optifine cape.
But still, I mean, a collector's edition cape would be a good idea. Why don't you like that?
Because then I've got to choose between capes. I don't want to have to choose between
You're
capes.
You're going to have to eventually.
I hope not. I hope not. That's why I'm saying that I hope those are the only three capes.
What about
out
next
there?
Minecon when they
I
come
hope
out
they
with
do
another
something
cape?
Different. I hope that maybe a Minecon hat.
I think a Minecon cape trumps any of the other capes.
Yep,
I agree. Would wear that, right? Unless, well, other than like the Mojang.
What
cape.
About a Minecon 2 cape though?
I don't
know.
You're
going to do the newest one?
I don't know.
Well, then you're like, sometimes, well, but I went to the first one.
Yeah, it's like I've been around the block a few times, Pool, so I got my old one on. I don't know.
There needs to be a banner.
What do you think, Pool? Yeah. What?
I think, well, if they're doing Minecon capes again. And you made it to the first one because we have the red ones, right? And then if you go to the second Minecon, maybe they should choose another color and just kind of split it down the center and just have different colors of each one, maybe.
Oh, I see. What about like how about like a military? Like you get, you know, different badges,
you get
like
patches.
Different.
Maybe you get a sash with like Minecon patches on it.
Yeah. Yeah. But like on the cape, so it's like notches or some sort of like little symbol. I don't know. Maybe
okay.
It's getting too much.
There's actually a ton of capes.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so you got the Mojang cape.
Okay.
You have the Christmas cape of 2010. On December 24th, 25th, 2010, all users were given a Christmas cape.
What?
The we New Year's cape.
What?
Were we supposed to get
2010.
One?
2010.
Yeah, but.
Long time ago.
But
I think you just got it that night, right? Don't you remember?
We've been playing since Christmas of 2010.
It might have been a temporary
The New
cape,
Year's
maybe.
Cape on New Year's Eve 2010, all users were given this cape. I remember that one for sure.
I think cape. I remember that one, too.
The Bacon Cape. This I did not know. Bacon. Mick Lee was given this cape by Notch, presumably due to his idea of the Pigman. However, later it was removed from him due to other users asking Notch for personal capes.
Oh.
Like we would have been, right? We need shaft capes.
Yeah.
We'll ask him that when he gets on the show. Anyway, 1 million cape. This cape was made for Akron Man 1, the lucky buyer of the 1 millionth copy of Minecraft.
Okay.
Danny B. Styles cape. This cape was given to Danny B. Style.
Wow. No, okay then.
Julian Clark's cape. This cape was given to Julian Clark in return for bringing Notch the TV presenter and actor Ray Cox.
Okay.
And then, of course, the MineCon cape, and then the Crowd In Translator cape. This cape was given to 29 translators on the Minecraft Translation Project at Crowd In using a fair dice roll. More capes will be given out to translators from time to time. The Optifine cape is also a cape not listed at the top and is given to anyone who donates to Optifine.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So why isn't it listed?
I don't know. It's a secret.
Because you didn't donate to Optifine?
That's weird. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, well. Maybe it's a secret. Well, that's cool.
Anyway,
a lot of capes.
Just thought we'd go through that because that's fun stuff.
Get
right?
that out of the way.
Wow.
That so,
shut,
next.
That shut down the show. What were we talking about?
Yeah, let's shut down.
We were talking about capes. No. We were talking about 7 million sold.
Oh, yeah.
38 million registered. That's twice the population of New York State.
Whoa.
It's the fact it's there.
That's insane.
Huh, that's interesting.
Oh, the Optifine cape is only visible if you have Optifine, according to...
That makes a lot of sense.
According to Astrogali.
I like
so
that
only
idea.
The people who donated to Optifine get to see other people
no,
who donated.
No, if you use Optifine.
Oh,
yeah. And you okay. and you donated to Optifine, and so you see somebody who donated to Optifine, you get to see the cape.
Okay.
That's kind of weird.
Well, that's a mod, though. I mean, you can already have a mod that shows capes. I mean, right?
Really?
Yeah,
is
there's
there
a cape
mod?
There is.
Oh,
but capes are awesome because the fact that you don't need mods. There's no mods at all anywhere in the vicinity of anywhere-ness.
So, okay, what? What? Okay, tell me about Optifine. I want to know more about Optifine.
It gives you more graphic options. And a lot more graphic options.
And so they ask for donations to help them with that? And
yeah, I guess so.
So then Mojang gave people capes for giving to Optifine?
Yeah. So somehow they begged or asked or maybe did some favors for. I don't know.
I mean,
that
doesn't
work?
That seem weird? I mean, that's kind of outside the box. Like,
yeah.
Should all the sponsors who sponsored shows get Shaft capes?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, they should.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's the realm you're going with that. Is,
right.
Or is it just because they're helping the game so much that.
I know of a lot more mods that are more useful than, you know, and a lot more used. How about that, all in one. What is that one that everybody uses? Where
Yogbox?
No,
it's an
inventory.
That's 25 cents.
It's an inventory mod.
Many items or
that's,
something like
that's
that.
That's the one. Yeah, I've never used it, but I see it in all kinds of LPs and it's been around since alpha or beta, probably alpha. Anyway, it's been around forever. I would think that one would probably deserve a cape, but I don't know. Also, there's the question of.
Okay, Optifine capes are not official Mojang capes.
Okay, well that makes
a
lot more sense.
That's completely ludicrous then.
Yeah, it's just a mod that gives you a cape.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, there's a cape mod in a site that when I was looking up capes, I mean, there's thousands of capes that you can get if you have a mod, so that's just...
So yeah, it's not official.
That's just... okay.
It's so, really,
that's why it works when you have Optifine, because Optifine is giving you the cape.
Yeah, because Optifine gives the cape.
But
out,
it really is not. It's not a
so
good.
So we could do it.
Now,
mod.
Optifine is a great mod, though. I really like the mod a lot. It also gives you a zoom. You can hold down Control and it'll zoom in, but not just stretch the pixels, but it'll actually zoom like a telescope kind of thing.
So that is awesome. I mean, that's an awesome idea. It is a good mod. It weirded me out that if it came from Mojang, that it just seemed weird.
You're not missing much on the Optifine cape, by the way.
Is it not too exciting?
It's just a red rectangle with OF on it.
Oh, okay.
So that's like the DB cape. So that's good. Okay, so this week, no snapshot, but instead 1.3.2. But because there was a pressing need to fix pesky bugs, Minecraft 1.3.2 was released this week. But there was no snapshot. Jeb said that this was to avoid confusion over player feedback, and the plan is to continue with the snapshots this coming week. The bug fixes included in were falling out of the world when entering the Nether and having after having been there in the same session, and players taking damage when water or other players push them into corners, and various uncommon crash bugs. Not much to say there, so...
Yeah.
Good
stuff.
Yeah,
and that's why we didn't do a snapshot video, because it would have been pretty boring.
Yeah, well, we had a date to do it and then we didn't do it.
Yeah. But we'll try again next week. See what goes down.
I'm glad they fixed that bug though, cuz when I was recording the first part of my video, I kept on getting pushed into the wall and taking damage, and it was upsetting. So I'm glad that's fixed now.
Yeah. All right. Well.
So also that's coming out new and stuff, and this is some crazy stuff. Dinnerbone has been running rampant in Mojang and creating new features like flower pots.
He's out of control. And somebody stop him.
Flower pots, and you can throw them on people's heads. Maybe not. But there's also cobblestone walls, and he's also working to make this game harder in hard mode.
Okay.
Harder in hard mode.
So I'm pretty sure he's been listening to the excavation station section, so be sure to send in your submissions for Dinnerbone to pick and choose from.
Yeah. I have a suggestion for Dinnerbone's cobblestone walls, though. Please don't make them. they're cobblestone, and they're like, it's encouraging the use of cobblestone even more than it's being used.
Yeah, but of all the things you can make out of cobblestone, little short walls out of them are the most logical.
I like these walls.
I mean, they're fences, right? I mean, it's cool. Yeah. They're thin, and you know, I wonder if they act like fences. Could you make them like a little pole? I guess probably not. It'd probably just make a little thin sheet, like if you want to make a noob tower, right? Mm-hmm. It'd just be like a little slim, like a little sheet of.
Well, it'll probably cobble. Do like glass does. It'd lay down as the X until you put down a second one,
a connector. Right. Okay. So I don't know. I'm a little against it, but you know, we'll see.
So he also has been working on paintable armor and dyeable dog collars.
Has he, or are people requesting this?
Is that what they are?
Oh, I really like the flower pots, though. These are cool.
They are working on dyeable colors instead.
Okay.
But he says this will be millions of colors.
Millions.
16 million colors.
Well, you can already dye the wool block, so why not dye something else?
Yeah, well, yeah, totally. You should be able to dye all kinds of stuff.
Like a bed. So. I still want different color sheets on the bed, I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm still trying to look at this paintable armor.
Just get
thing.
A different texture pack.
Oh, dyeable dog collars would be good, too. So you can actually know which dog is yours.
Oh, so that does look like this is from Dinnerbone. It is an Imgur link, which made me think it was troll.
Imgur.
But it looks like there's leather pants.
Imgur?
Imgur.
How do you even say it?
Imgur.
I would say Imgur.
Oh, Imgur?
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody say it out loud. It's one of those things I always read, but I never heard.
Yeah.
Imgur.
Imgur.
Like Imgur.
Imgur.
Yeah. I like Imgur.
I like Imgur.
No, you guys
Imgur.
You people are crazy.
IMG, you are?
IMG.
And, you know, and here's a problem. This
is for the punctuation, right? IMG, you are?
And evidently, you know, for those people who've been frustrated that you could only buy 5 Minecraft gift codes on your account, that restriction has now been lifted. Do people buy that many Minecraft gift codes? I mean,
yeah, I do that weekly. So you got to follow me on Twitter to get them.
So Mark Watson announced via his Twitter stream that is now it's a great time to buy Minecraft for a friend.
Yeah. Well, there's
you know
that.
What else would be great to buy for your friend?
Some Imgurs.
Netflix.com.
Yeah, you can go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Get a free 1 month trial.
That's a good place to go.
Yeah.
What have you been watching lately on there? You watched something about shanking people.
I did. I saw a movie starring Danny Trejo called Badass, and it is excellent. He is a badass, and there's like he has his own theme song, and he's like it's a pretty good movie. It's not. It's probably rated R though, but you know, it's here's a good PG-13 movie though that I also saw this week with Toolman Taylor. What's his name?
Tim Taylor.
Whichever.
The Toolman.
He responds to anything, right? So this movie's called Crazy on the Outside, and it was pretty good. It's pretty good. Pretty funny. Good stuff.
But. If you go and sign up for Netflix, you can get a 30-day free trial at netflix.com/deadworkersparty. you will help support the show and get yourself some free TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they got a ton of stuff for you to watch. New releases, Captain America's up there already. So go watch you some Captain America.
I watched that this week, too. I watched a lot of movies yesterday.
It sounds like it. Get back to Edmonton.
I know, huh?
You know what time it is?
What time is it, Brent?
Listener contribution.
Like it. Love it. My favorite.
So what do we got here? You want to read this first one, Pool Shark, or did you ever get the doc?
The doc's still like blank to me.
I will read it for you then. It says,
"All right, thank
this
you.
Is from High 11279. Just repeat everything I say. I really
really
want
to
watch you.
This could take a while.
You
live.
Live.
Wait, no, I think that may be live.
Wait, what?
Okay. Say your name here. No. Okay. It says, I really want to watch you live. You guys keep talking about you now, Twitch, and sometimes Ustream, but where do I watch you live?
Deadworkers.com/live.
Does that still work?
Yeah.
So there
that,
you go.
It takes you to our Twitch TV. I mentioned that at the beginning of the show already, but we're on Twitch. That's where you watch us.
And if we ever change that, just remember deadworkers.com/live. It will always forward you there.
So that way, if we change services, which we've done already, it'll take you where you need to go. Yep. Just like deadworkers.com will always take you to the most important thing on our priority list. So if you go to deadworkers.com, you'll see exactly where our priorities are. So do that right now.
I need to forward that to twitter.com/@.
Yeah.
Okay, we got another one here from Flying Pigman who says, hi. I love the show. Anyway, down to business. When did you go to your first gaming conference? What was it, and what were your experiences?
Well, let's see here.
Well, I've been doing conventions for a long time. I used to throw some here in town, and now I do one in Birmingham, and I've been doing conventions for 20-something years. I think the first one I ever went to was Camelot here in Huntsville.
I remember I went to Camelot,
gaming convention, did a lot of D&D.
Early 90s or something, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's the... Hagar, was that who ran Camelot?
Yeah.
Camelot? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the person I went to, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Out there in that horrible hotel next to... on University.
Well, now that was much later. When I was doing it, they did it at the Hilton downtown.
Okay, that's the one, yeah.
And then we did it at the Tom Bevel Center one year.
Yeah, Tom Bevel, that was a good one, yeah. I remember that one. I still have that badge.
Yeah, and
I
then,
still keep all my badges.
Yeah, and then we did it at the, Embassy Suites over there right near...
Space and Rockets
Parkway?
No, this
was some crazy, horrible...
We did it there as well.
Oh, I didn't go to
that.
And
we had all the magic guys come and R.A. Salvatore and yeah. So yeah, I've done all kinds of conventions. I went to Dragon Con like in, the mid-90s back before, it had gotten really huge.
Yeah.
Back when it was in one or two hotels.
It was in the Hilton.
Yeah.
I went in
Hyatt.
Oh, wait.
Back then it was in the Hilton.
Yeah, the Hilton, yeah. So I went in 89 and there were 300 people or less.
Yeah.
And it was sponsored by ACE, the comic expo group.
Yeah.
And they merged, so they basically were like, wanted to have a fantasy convention, but couldn't do it by themselves, so they had the help of the comic expo, and it was just this weird merge thing. And then after they got bigger and bigger and bigger, they kicked out the ACE, the comic expo, and were like, we don't need you anymore. We can go full-time fantasy, and sci-fi. And
well, they still have the comic guys in.
And now they have 50,000 people that go every year now. Yeah. And I still go every year. It's still fun. Some years I'm like, why do I still go to this thing? I've seen it all, but I still go anyway.
Yeah.
There's always some fun to be had. And this time we're going to have some Good is going and Epla. We have some YouTuber friends going, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's coming up like this next month, right?
In 2 weeks or less than 2 weeks. Yeah. About 13 days or 12 days from now. So if anybody's going, hit me up on Twitter because I'm going. And actually, my new Twitter is at Eric Fullerton. I don't know if that's news or not, but it used to be Nailhead, and I changed it.
What?
I changed it yesterday or 2 days ago.
Why?
Well, the thing that pushed me over the edge was Brian Brushwood. He was confused because I tweeted him from Nailhead, but I'm talking to him through Eric Fullerton on
Steam. You changed your whole persona just for Brian Brushwood.
I was like, that's the last straw. That's the last person that's going to be confused about who's Nailhead. What is this Nailhead? What does that mean? So I'm like, you know what? Screw it. Now my name's Eric Fullerton. Just like Brent Copeland and Wes Wilson, it makes more sense. So there you go. I don't even know why I went on that tangent.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But yeah, conventions.
My first one was MineCon, and that was absolutely awesome because the first two people that I actually met when I went was Uncle Godfather, and I was watching Lag in the Late Night, which goes on Mondays, which I know Vance was on there, who was on last week, but Uncle Godfather and Bitburner, who's usually in here, are the first two people that I met. And then I had to run out to the Terry Fader show, the ventriloquist comedian, singing guy, who was awesome. Came back, and that's when I met Lucklin. And then from Lucklin, I met Wolf, and then from Wolf, met you guys, and went up to your guys' room, and then Bebop Vox was up there, and in the Little Wood, and all those guys. It was awesome. It was a great time.
Yeah, sweet. And we're doing it again next year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And we got the, I guess, a second question. Also, can I mail you money, like in an envelope with a stamp and $10 in it? And the answer is, of course.
No, we have enough money.
just go ahead and write your question on the $10 bill. That works. It's probably the easiest. Save some paper.
Sharpie.
That way. In Sharpie, yeah. So we got this last one here from Ingendrous, who wants to know, what's our favorite Minecraft moments? Start off with Pool Shark.
Okay.
Because Wes had something ready, but yeah. See if he can forget it.
Favorite Minecraft moments.
With Jack Handy.
Jack Handy. These are deep thoughts.
One time I went by a burning house and told my kids it was Disneyland.
Nice.
I thought about telling them it wasn't. Anyway.
One of the coolest times was coming back from Minecon when I think, did Astra have his whole server party going on? Do you guys remember that, coming back from Minecon?
Oh, the party, yeah.
Yeah.
The Astragali one. I think that's how you say it. But I think that was just awesome because there were so many people on there and we were all at Minecon, so it was just fun. That was probably the best one.
Yeah, nice. I really liked Bitburner. I think he's in the chat room right now. He is. One of my favorite times was spending New Year's Eve. And Club Ravine, fireworks are going off. Well, after Club Ravine, the fireworks was a different thing. And I talked about this back then. But anyway, the whole just end game with fireworks and the whole thing, you know, the whole countdown. Beverly was there as well. And we had like this little VIP balcony thing that that they were like, okay, you can stand there while we do it. Anyway, it was really cool. And of course, anytime that Club Ravine goes up, all of us are in there. You can walk around. You see, like, Brent is a bouncer. And, like, he put me in there as a bouncer, like, next to, like, the strippers or something. Remember that? Anyway, always a good time. So what do you think, Wes? Cleaning beaches?
No. Like, some of my favorite moments were near the beginning when we first, like, exploring caves with people.
Yeah.
Like, before there was teleporting around and all that kind of stuff. And basically you just, you know, went down and I found this huge cave system and everybody came down and we were all exploring it and having fun looking around. I don't know. That's some of my favorite old school Minecraft stuff.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, like back when we got the Shaftlands when the mobs went hostile. And we had that
It
was just after mobs went hostile and we had this like, Brent and his son had built this island to try to keep that was walled off so the mobs couldn't get to spawn. And it was, you know, you would venture out and it was scary. I mean, you had no you know, you had no way of knowing whether you were going to be able to build anything and live, you know. And, I mean, it was a wasteland around spawn. I mean, there were just creeper holes everywhere and death and destruction. And I don't know. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was pretty horrifying.
I think the one of my favorite moments is when we made the well, actually, I guess Eric started it, but the center, the welcome center on one of our first big maps. And it was just like such a big project that everybody was in on that it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, nobody was griefing or messing around. Not that I remember anyway. But yeah, that was good. A big group project's always a good thing.
I agree. And last but not least, we got here a question from Astrogali, who wants to know, who is the guy that does the Dead Workers Party announcement at the end of the audio version of the podcast?
Oh, yes. Colin C. is his name. He does a lot of voice stuff for us for different various projects. He did a lot of voices for us when we did our radio plays back when we did the Control Point podcast. He wants to do voices for characters and cartoons and things like that more and more. So if anybody has any need for that, let us know, because we would, you know, we can forward his email to you. But he does our intros and outros to all of our podcasts. And
he's the guy who does Enjoy Your Stay in the Shaft.
Yeah. He does a lot of really good accents and characters and like wacky stuff. He's awesome. And he's local. He's a friend here.
No, but he's not to be confused with the bumper that Tommy did. What was that bumper that we used to
resources?
Have?
Yeah. No, that was Colin.
Oh, is that Colin?
Colin did the resources voice.
That was for you, Cheese Tea.
Cheese Tea?
It wanted me to get you to say resources.
Oh, resources. Nice. That's pretty good.
Little game I was playing there on the side.
I like that.
Okay, so, yeah. Well, that was his, too. So, yay.
Excavation Station.
Yeah.
I guess that means it's time to talk about ideas sent in by listeners just like you.
Just like you.
So the first one is the M-O-A-R half blocks.
Like more half blocks?
Moar.
Moar.
I would like to have the ability to place two different half blocks put together. Also, half blocks of wool. So you can have a carpet of wool on one floor and a ceiling of wood on the floor below.
Mm. I like the idea of it, but I think it would change the way the whole world looks. Like, I mean, if everything could be half blocks.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, it gives you more resolution is what it's doing.
Yeah.
You know, it gives you more resolution to work with, so you can have more curved surfaces and stuff. And I don't know. What do you think, Pool Shark?
That one, is he talking like having a... like a wood half slab and then like a cobblestone one on top of it? Is that kind of what he's asking?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's like a thing that's split together, right? It's like one block, but it's split color-wise. Right. So you can... I mean, you can already do that now, right? You just take
just
a half block.
Just do it a full block high.
Right.
Like...
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's too specialized if you include blocks like that. That's like when Magic came out with dual lands. It was like, oh, God, now the combinations are endless. Like, why not just be able to take two land cards and merge them together somehow using a game mechanic rather than invent a new card? That's what I think. I don't know. I got buzzed on that one.
No. He got buzzed. Oh. We all buzzed him at some
point. That was the whole buzzer
thing. So sorry, okay. Papa. That was from F Papa.
F Papa, okay.
This next one is from Septimus776. Septimus776. Anyway, he wants more rare biome islands. I think there should be more rare biome items like the mushroom biome. They would be rare. Prehistoric, volcanic, ice mountain, and desert islands with hidden pirate loot. Things like this would give you a reason to explore. I do like the idea of more rare stuff, but I think some of it might disappear. Like, I mean, I'm not, especially on big multiplayer servers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one person would find it, and then, you know, it would get all its stuff taken, and that would be it.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be like one-shotted.
Yeah. I'm 50-50 on this.
Yeah, I'd go 50-50, but it would be kind of cool to see, like, a prehistoric biome, and, you know, I mean, some of those biomes would be really cool to see. Yeah. I think.
Velociraptors come and eat in your face.
Dinosaur hands.
Let's see. We got one here from Cold Ankles who wants adventure map tools. As a budding adventure mapper, I would like the new adventure mode to have settings that dictate which blocks can be destroyed, if at all, and a more complex things like floodlights, etc. Also, new button textures. Having it a stone is a pain.
New button textures would be good. Like a wooden button.
Yeah.
Maybe you could take the, like, lapis and that kind of stuff, so you could have colored buttons.
Oh, that's
big
nice.
Red
yeah,
button.
That would be cool.
I like that. Different colored buttons is a good idea.
Yeah.
Big red one that says press.
So you can color code all of your,
well,
your
staples
machines.
It's like huge.
Oh, yeah, the easy button yeah. or whatever it is. Yeah.
No, color, but okay. Like the whole being able to destroy blocks, I mean, that's kind of... It seems kind of they're saying that you put this on a server where no one can destroy blocks, but you give tools to do mimic the mechanics of where you could destroy stuff.
Yeah.
Instead, it's kind of already there, it feels like, is what they're moving to.
Yeah.
Oh, right, right.
I do like the idea of some specialized lighting. Like, I think floodlights would be awesome, where you could point lighting at certain things and create, you know, shadows and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm wondering when they're going to include the shaders, like, and shadows, real generated shadows.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's an option. You can click it on or off. You don't have to play with shadows if you don't want to, but it really changes the look of the game, and it really looks impressive, but I could see that sometimes you don't want it. You know, and, yeah. and a lot of people are really running with the, you know, the GL shaders, the one I'm talking about. I don't know. I think they will incorporate it one day, I feel.
Like, I think a spotlight, like, imagine when you walk into a huge room, but you don't know it's huge. You're on a bridge, and there's just spotlights down the middle of the bridge, and then eventually you get to the middle, and something happens, and the lights in the whole room come on.
Nice.
Well, they're like already kind of doing it with the emerald blocks. I mean, when you put them down in a circle, you have that big old ray of light going up, so yeah. I think it's already in there. It's just a little tweaking.
Oh yeah, the freak blocks. The
beacon
freak,
the beacon blocks.
Yeah, the beacons. Those are weird.
Yeah, but I bet they generate light out. Like, I mean, I think, I don't know. I could be wrong about that, but I'm willing to bet they generate light out.
Yeah, like, yeah. They didn't look even more powerful than, like, say, a torch. When I was watching, Blame the Controller. He did a video on it.
He's internet famous.
He is internet famous. Anyway.
Okay, so this next one here is from Zektrick, who wants lava monsters. Basically, a monster that lives in lava and drags you in. You would only see their hand, and the hand could only drag you in if you're standing on the edge, one block away from the lava pool. They would only spawn in bigger lava pools.
That would make those rooms where there's like a little line of stone around the outside really scary. You know?
Really yeah. scary.
I don't think there's a need for more danger around lava. I think it's... I mean,
like, I'm the biggest lava monster there is. I don't need hands dragging me in.
His own hand drags him in.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, just today I was trying to make a nice little innocent lava moat around our portal today and fell in it.
You nearly killed us both.
And then burned up all my items. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. Yeah, don't throw a monster in there.
Okay, so I guess that gets one of those.
I guess that.
An unusual way to harvest faster is what Kid Darkness 100 wants. He wants a way to be able to harvest melons and pumpkins faster. Maybe like a butter knife. Now, I want to jump in on this one because how often do you see these damn things that it really matters to, like, dig them fast?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah. It's just not enough that it matters. It can take me an hour and it would be okay because I don't have anything to do, apparently.
Well, if you're doing a farm, you just throw pistons underneath of it, and it, you know, just shoots them off exactly right away instead of having to harvest them.
All right. That's a good point.
It sounds like you like working with redstone.
Fancy farm.
I'm not that good with redstone. I do like doing things that make things more automatic.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be coming back to the island. Like this.
Cool. All right. Well, I guess that
I'm sorry. We got one more. Last one on the Twitter feed here because they follow me at Brent Copeland. So sometimes I'll pull these out. This one is from Mithril Gaming. That's at Mithril Gaming on Twitter, who says, at Brent Copeland. That's my Twitter handle. For excavation station, I want snow, where if it snows for too long, it turns into half a snow block, then more than snow blocks. So basically snow builds up.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to wade through the snow.
No.
Well, then it would be like Tetris, and the whole world would fill up with snow.
Yeah, I think that's the problem there, right? Like, it snows forever. Like, snow doesn't just stop in the snow biomes, right?
Well, you'd have
when it stops raining.
There'd have to be, like, a maximum. Like, you know, I mean,
it would just
like
fill everything
256
up.
High, that would be ridiculous, right? But it's fast to clean up, though, right? Just a few hits, you know, real quick with a shovel. One hit with a shovel, isn't that it?
Yeah,
for a snow block.
Like that.
Because people spleef with it because it's fast, you know.
It would have to rain less. I mean, or snow less. Because, I mean, sometimes it'll go through a full day. So you're telling me, like, now if you live anywhere near a snow biome, you're going to have to spend the next week knocking out snow. Like, you wouldn't live in a snow biome ever again.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. Well, that doesn't work. Because once you find a snow biome, it'd just be a big wall. It'd be like, what's that movie
would be
where
a
you
wall,
can't,
right?
The North, the Winter is Coming or whatever?
Oh,
right?
Ice Age?
There you go. There's the big wall right there. And you're like, what is this? Well, that's the snow biome, dude. Yeah. It snows.
No, like maybe if you did something with the edge of snow biome, so it wouldn't be a flat wall. But also you'd have to say when it's not raining, the sun starts melting it too.
Hey, I like that.
Like you'd have to add in some kind of mechanic to get rid of...
It melts it, and there's just a tidal wave, like a tsunami.
Water. Yeah, then the ponds fill up, and the world
so
fills
up.
And you've got to build an ark.
That's right. I like this.
Yeah.
And then
see here? That gets an old dinga-dinga.
And then a meteor comes out from outer space and
Wes
destroys
loves
the ark.
No! This is all terrible, yes.
Yeah.
Is that really?
And malaria kills all the animals.
Then we went to jail. Anyway.
Anyway, I guess that's...
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
Just to wake up those people falling asleep. Change up the bumper a little bit.
Yeah, I got to bump it up.
A little kick in the old giblies.
Yeah, an old rump roast.
So we do have actually quite a few server and Minecraft site sponsorships this week. The first one is from the Zorus Network and Donovan, who say, come join the Zorus, that's XORRUS Network, at mc.xorrus.net. So thank you. And we also have, of course, like every week it seems like we have the Lord Bones, who wants you to go over to youtube.com/TheLordBones. And see their weekly Minecraft videos currently, the Tower of Zotal finale.
Cool.
And Adventure Map Eden and 200 sub video on weekend.
Oh.
Nice. Congrats.
Congratulations. All right. Congratulations, Lord Bones.
And then last but not least, DevCore IP at devcore.us. That's DevCore.us. Their message was, the walls, obsidian defenders, survival, and more. So it sounds like a bunch of PvP action. They say, come PvP with us.
Now, I've added this to my list of servers already to my game at home. So I'm going to be popping into this server at some point just to check it out. Because I like PvP servers, and I kind of miss, you know, Discover Us. We used to play on there. Anyway, and the fact that there's walls on there too. I don't know, like maybe you can warp. I still haven't played Walls yet, so I'm going to be checking this server out. Also, mc.zorus.net. I'm going to have to check this out, too. So,
yay!
You spelled that one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, cool.
And it'll, of course, be on our show notes at theshaftpodcast.com, which has been upgraded and doesn't bleed your eyes.
And Wes does a good job with the old show notes every week.
Yes, sirree. Sometimes they get edited by Brent to add links to LOL content.
LOL. And then hopefully they get copy and pasted in the next week. And if you need that link, it will be in the show notes now that it has been said on the show. Yes, and I didn't have to do it. Give me some nuts, Wes.
Nice.
I'm up to 26 referrals.
Ooh, okay. That's pretty good stuff.
Got me a couple free champions.
Okay.
And then I put them on my website, the people who sign up. Yeah. So they get a bonus, and then I add them to my friends list. Okay. And then I come over and mow their lawn.
Wow, that's super nice.
That is pretty cool.
You should wash their car, too.
Yeah. I do when they get to 10th level.
Oh, nice.
And this is all true and believable. I would not lie for a free
thing. Free time. Anyway. Follow at Brent Copeland. Here, I'll do this first one.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Eric, do this first one.
All right. So we got lovers of Minecraft are belting out odes to digging and smelting. This article in the Wall Street Journal looks at some of the many Minecraft-related song parodies the community has produced and includes interviews with Hotz Josh in The Little Wood and Verida. Interesting. So it's, very well known that a lot of us do, song parodies and stuff like that when you're in the Minecraft community. But this might be kind of one of the big articles that lets the outside world know that this is going on. So... you watch, Revenge or something, Captain Sparkles one, which probably has like 30 million right now. Well, there'll be a lot of related videos and, there'll be, other Minecraft parodies and stuff like that. So I think we might see a little bump to all the Minecraft songs out there on YouTube. Might be kind of nice. The next one here is Screw the Nether. Now this is... This is a parody, and this was actually talked about in the Wall Street Journal. But this is Martin's song that he teamed up with Yogscast to do this. Created an excellent parody of Maroon 5's Moves Like Jagger. That moves like Jagger.
Nice.
Screw the Nether. It is sung by Martin, Lewis, and Simon.
Nice.
You hear their voices.
I seen that one last week.
Yep. Came out last week. Really good. Excellent stuff. Also... Martin is moving into the Yogscast offices.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's his first time moving away from his house, away from his parents, and first job away from home. No, I guess he had a radio gig.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's very excited about that. So go and wish him good luck. So
that's very cool.
Yeah.
Hooray, Martin.
Yay. Well,
congrats.
Should I not be playing Minecraft while we talk?
No, you shouldn't. Our next one is a video. This is called Doctor Who and the Timecraft Adventure. This was submitted by Martif, and it's a short video by WazzupVids.
Wazza!
And it combines the Minecraft, Doctor Who, and real life, and it's only a couple minutes long, so you should go check it out.
Yes. Yeah, it's well done.
And then lastly, we have Mo Villages. Is a mod. Vanilla Minecraft doesn't have enough villages, so here you go. Ta-da! This makes a lot more villages. And in every biome, including ocean and river biomes.
The ocean and river, what the crap? So there's like villages everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean, I haven't looked at, do they make them underwater? I mean, are they underwater villages?
They're probably a bunch of drowning testificates down there.
I mean.
Maybe they have like gills. Maybe there's some weird like. Mel Gibson's down there.
Creatures from the deep.
Weird. Yeah.
So
kind of cool.
Mel Gilson's?
Mel Gilson's. I like this.
What?
Mel Gilson.
And then confused. On the page it says, warning, this mod makes really a lot of villages, so be warned.
No kidding.
So I guess pretty much your whole map is villages at that point in time.
And then you got tons of cobble. Well, cobble's... a bunch of wood, right? You can go around just killing get all their wood and stuff and kill all the villagers and have fun.
You wouldn't need to make a sound machine because all the doors would be opening and shutting constantly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Boom, jump, 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 jump.
That's
okay.
Cool.
And talking about a lot of noise.
Speaking of noise.
How about a free trial to Audible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
Audible.
You can go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get a 30-day free trial of Audible. Get yourself download one free audiobook. Plus, if you decide to subscribe, you will get a free credit towards a book every month, and all additional books you purchase are 30% off. So go check out Audible. You are supporting the show if you try it out. There's tons and tons and tons of great books on there.
What's a good one?
Oh, you would ask me that.
I'm looking at the New York Times bestseller list right now just to get an idea.
Shades of Grey?
read by Gilbert Gottfried.
What the ball game?
No. Yeah. I would go with there's some old ones. Look for David Eddings. He had a couple good series that are on there.
Yeah.
And they actually, the Belgariad and the Malorian, I believe, were the series. It's like 10 books.
Yep.
They're not huge, but they're a lot of fun, good stuff. Wheel of Time's always a good fantasy starter.
Yeah, Wheel of Time.
But yeah, those are two of my faves.
Well, good. All right, so go get your free book and support us in the in the process.
You will be supporting the show if you get a free Audible trial.
And that is audibletrial.com/theshaft. Notes will be in the show notes, also in the description of YouTube. Now we have, we don't really have anything else other than to just hang out and chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And chill.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of miss bringing it up when we were doing the, I don't know, is it sightings? No, it's the other one with the ideas.
Excavation Station.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
I did have an idea, and I seen it, and there, I know there's already a mod out there for it,
mm-hmm.
but making the pistons so you can extend them longer, basically. Yeah. So imagine if you have a hallway that you're walking down and you can have an elevator just go straight up to the second floor and then drop right back down again instead of just moving one space.
That's true.
You could use iron ingots or gold ingots or even blaze rods for that matter to make it go up a couple few, or you could do like a bookshelf like the Batcave entrance. You know, or it just pulls back two spaces instead of having to hook up four pistons to it. You can just have the two pistons.
Right. That's not bad. It could even be a right click on the block to set, you know, the number of
clicks, Yeah, like the redstone repeaters.
Yeah. You could have like a 1, a 5, a 10, and a 20. I don't know. And just switch between them or something. Make it real simple.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I like that one. Ding, ding, ding. I'll give it a ding.
He gave it a dingling.
I did.
I'm not sure what that means.
I don't even either. any last words?
I do have thoughts? An announcement, sort of.
Oh, yeah?
I do plan on starting some live streaming.
Oh, no way!
Nice. I need help on setting it up because I can't figure out for the life of me how to set it up so it all works fantastically. I've done the test on Twitch and it says on there that it's not fast enough or something like that. So I want to do streaming. I just need to know how to set it up.
Well, we can help you out.
We can. We're helpers.
Yeah.
We're helpists.
Even though we still run into problems too.
Yeah.
Like, five minute delays on streams.
That's right. but yeah, we can help you out. We can get on Skype and talk you through it or something and get you on the pack. The pack grows.
Oh yeah, the pack does grow.
And so does the listenership of this show and all of the awesome people contributing, and the chat room is full of awesome people here. And
I was just looking at the stats the other day. You know, we the Yogscast episode's about to hit 2 million.
Dang. Downloads.
Wow.
That's craziness.
200,000.
2 million.
No, 2 mil.
2 million.
Yeah.
Really?
On YouTube, really? It hit 100 grand or something like that, but it's usually...
Oh, you're talking about the audio version.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, that's it. So you can follow Pool Shark Wizard, youtube.com/PoolSharkWizard, and his Twitter is the same.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or you can follow at Wes Wilson.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. There ain't no party like the Chef Party.